At the site of the World Trade Center itself, workers are digging now for a seventh day. NPR's Andy Bowers is there and joins us now. Andy, this is still being called a search and rescue effort, and there is still hope, yes, of pulling somebody still alive from that wreckage.
Well, according to New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, there is still hope. The hope is shrinking, he said, but he said there have been periods of time in other disasters that have been longer than this, and survivors have been pulled out. However, he seems to be trying to dampen the hopes of too many people who might be thinking that they will still see their loved ones. He said the longer the time, the less hope there is, and that we should not have high expectations. But of course, hope is what keeps many of the rescuers going here, and I don't hear anyone really officially willing to give that up yet.
And tell us about the rescue workers. How indeed are they doing?
They are, of course, very tired, as you might imagine, Noah. But things here at the work site have become a little more routine, if you will. There are more regular shifts now. People are coming in and going out and trying to get proper amounts of rest. Many of the people here are now being paid, and that's not mercenary by any means. It's just that they have professionals who are coming in here, and they need to be paid for what they're doing. What I've been seeing here today, we can't get too close to the site still, but I've seen a lot of car carriers coming out, the kind that you usually see carrying new cars, but they're carrying the burned-out, smashed hulls of cars that were near the site. And also we understand that now a lot of the debris is being taken in dump trucks out off of Manhattan and to a reopened landfill on Staten Island, and much of the work of digging through it is being done out there.
Let me ask you about the rescue workers. A lot of people came to Lower Manhattan in order to try to provide some help and volunteer, medical technicians, construction workers from all over. Who are the people, you mentioned they're being paid, who are the people who are doing this work now?
Well, we're talking about people who, with expertise in disaster relief and recovery and metal work, people who worked on the original World Trade Center buildings, who know something about how they were built. I understand there is going to be an effort to tunnel into some of the lower basements. There are a number of basement areas in the World Trade Center where there is still some hope that some people are trapped, but in air pockets there. So the work is very specialized.
Andy, do they seem to have things on a routine basis in terms of trucks arriving, trucks leaving, using the heavy equipment at certain times, and working in a more careful manner the rest of the time?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, I can't see very much of that from what we're seeing, but it does seem, you know, there it seems like regular traffic running in and out now. It does seem much more organized, certainly, than it was in the first days after the disaster.
We've been hearing today that the financial district of the East is coming back to life. What about the other neighborhoods that would be just a little bit farther away?
Well, here where we are, it's in the Tribeca area, and we're on West Street, which is really the main thoroughfare for all the emergency police, rescue vehicles, etc. And it is very much closed down. Reporters are not being allowed to go hardly anywhere. But I took a walk just about two blocks over to Greenwich Street, and I was really surprised to see that that neighborhood is very slowly but a little bit coming back to life. I saw some old ladies sitting on benches talking to each other. I saw women pushing strollers and a fair number of children around, and there are some businesses now open. In fact, I saw one cafe, sidewalk cafe, where these two women were sitting and drinking iced tea and telling stories to each other, and right over their shoulder you see the burning mass of the World Trade Center. It was quite an amazing sight, and it reminded me a little bit of when I used to cover Sarajevo during the Bosnian War, that any time there would be a lull in the shelling at all there, people would want to get out, get to cafes, get something like their normal life back that they used to have. It was an encouraging sight.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's Andy Bowers talking with us from Lower Manhattan.